Hi, Coach.
Good morning, guys. Good to be on with you this morning.
Great to have you. Great to have you with us. And it's too bad that we have to stick a fork in the season, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't say it's too bad that we have to stick a fork in the season. I mean, I really don't know what you mean by that. I mean, I don't want to stick a fork in anything other than my breakfast scrambler that I'm having right now. But, I mean, how do you even stick a fork in a season? Maybe you mean seasoning. Is that right? So, but then why would you stick a fork in just the seasoning of a breakfast scrambler? I mean, you'd want to stick a fork in the meal as well as the seasoning. So I think you and the media is a little off base right now by advising cutlery only in a portion of the day's initial meal offering. So,
well, I think what he's getting to here is that, you know, there's disappointment in the fact that last night it was the end of the road.
Well, I wouldn't say it's the end of the road. I mean, you know, there's new construction in DFW on all our roadways all the time, so they're always adding new road. And so to preemptively declare that this is the end of the road when roads are so important to everyone's life, including Mavericks fans, I mean, I think that's a little arrogant and presumptive on your part.
Well, I didn't mean it that way.
Let's just move on, Coach, and talk about the opponent that just beat you in five games. Golden State is really, really good. You knew this wasn't going to be a piece of cake.
Well, I'm not sure why you would even think that playing Golden State was going to be a slice of a dessert offering. I mean, that's kind of a weird comparison, but I mean, we didn't even have a cake. I mean, except the one that Luca's mom made. I mean, she made a cake, but I think that was just for him in case we were able to advance. But we didn't advance, so she didn't, as far as I know, make any provisional cake in case we did advance for the whole team. I mean, is that what you were talking about, a provisional cake made by Luca's mom in the event that the whole team advanced?
Yeah, that's what we were after, a provisional cake, wondering if you... if you had one of those for your team. But seriously, though, I mean, you guys made it to the Western Conference Finals. You were two games under 500 in late December. You have nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say we have nothing to be ashamed of. I mean,
oh my gosh,
look at me personally. I mean, I've rolled my SUV and I've gotten into a love triangle with the big breasts of Tony Braxton and fellow teammate Jim Jackson. So, I mean, I also got that DWI for sailing my car into a telephone pole while three sheets to the wind and blaring Vanilla Ice on my stereo. So, I mean, I think that's something I should be ashamed of. I mean, what respectable NBA player / NBA coach should be listening to Vanilla Ice? I mean, you have to wonder that, you know. So, I mean, come on. I mean, you may be able to live without shame, Giorgio, but you need to stop forcing your way of life on everyone else.
Yeah, well, George, I'm not trying to do that.
Yeah, I think that's
I'm
what you're
just
you
saying.
Were doing.
I think you had a good year. I just meant this year's team has nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, Coach, there are a lot of people that think if you added just a couple of players that this team could be a legitimate title contender next season. But I know you don't want to put the cart before the horse.
What? I mean, I really disagree with you on this. I mean, I guess you mean the cart of basketballs that we roll out there for shoot around. I mean, we got to roll it out there, and we have to roll it out there in front of Champ, our horse mascot, so he can do all the really funny things that keep the children entertained with this funny basketball stuff. So unless you're saying that we shouldn't entertain children, and in that case, I think you should really check your priorities if you don't think that you put the cart in front of that horse.
I guess if you're going to roll the mascot out there, you better roll the cart out first. Yeah, or if you're going to play horse, you know, you got to roll the cart out there with all the basketballs in it.
Yeah, now I like the way you think. That sounds reasonable to me.
I'm trying to get ahead of you here. I'm trying to think like you do.
Well, I wouldn't get ahead of me. I mean, that may impede my progress a little bit. So I'm going ahead and let you go. I can get started on the off season now. Good morning.
Get started on it. Morning. There goes Coach Kidd.